Listen, we're already healed, so we can go home now. Thank you, everybody, for coming today. I was very excited to give this talk today. It's such a powerful time, you know. We've got the equinox is on the 19th. The new moon is on March 10th. We're experiencing Lent, which is the lengthening of days, which is the time for renewal and rejuvenation. And the theme for this month is finding our center, and our affirmation is centered in God through prayer. I establish balance in my life. So I prayed to Spirit, what am I supposed to talk about? I want to talk about all of these things. How do I bring it all together? And what came through was prayer, meditation, and wholeness. And so far, the songs and the opening prayer have spoke to all of it and have been pieces that I'm going to reiterate again and again, probably, because we don't know something until we've heard it three times and we can actually repeat it. And even though I've been studying this talk, I still don't know it, right? That's why we keep coming back. So first I'm going to talk about prayer and the power of prayer. So many of you just took the class with me, and I was reminded on how powerful prayer is. And here at Unity, we pray affirmatively. We pray as if it's already done. We go to that place of saying, what does my heart desire? And because my heart desires it, God, substance, whatever we want to call it, knows. So our prayer isn't exactly about having anything outside of us change. It's about us changing from within, from that place, from that healed spot within us. We believe that we are one power, one energy, one life, one presence. That's who we are. So the strength and the courage and whatever it is that we're praying for is already here. We are part of the infinite reality of God. So when we pray, we are not praying to a God outside of ourselves, but from the reality of the indwelling Christ, or the indwelling higher power, or the indwelling divine, whatever it is that you want to call it, that's already within us, that created us. Jesus said, the kingdom of heaven is within you. And that's what we are praying from, the kingdom of heaven within us. We are praying for the truth to be revealed in our own lives. So all that we need for a life of freedom and fulfillment and love and peace and power and abundance and wisdom and prosperity, which is already inside of us, is to remember that and to know it. Not just believe it, but to know it. And the transformation that occurs through our spirituality is not from a prayer to a distant God to give us something that we don't have. The transformation is to know God. To know God, and that it's already been given. Our desires and our answered prayers are already here. But we can only receive them when our consciousness is of the same vibration, wavelength, as those desires and answered prayers. So when we pray, we're raising our vibration. We're raising our consciousness. We are praying to change us, to up-level us, to up-level our vibration and our consciousness. The power is already in us. Eric Butterworth wrote a book called The Power Within Us, and it's all about this. We pray to awaken our consciousness, the consciousness of the power of God within us. It's already here. It's already here. All we have to do is plug in. It's like walking into our house, right? And it's dark. And we could walk around in the dark, right? We end up stumbling and everything. All we have to do is turn on a light switch. That's how close. It's even closer than that. That's how close the power is within us. It's closer than that light switch. It's right here. So, affirmative prayer is the method or tool or switch we use to move from our past error thinking, from our false beliefs, and reconnect with the God within us. Eric Butterworth, from that same book, Power Within You, says, prayer is a technique for achieving unity with God, limitless life, substance, and intelligence. Prayer is not a position, but a disposition. Prayer is not flattery, but a sense of oneness. It is not asking, but knowing. It is not words, but feeling. It is not will, but willingness. Prayer is not a matter of words, but of consciousness, of concentrated, rightly directed, spiritually oriented, positive thinking. The law is, as a man thinketh, so he is. So this is the singular contribution of the New Thought movement into the spiritual world of spiritual practices. It's called affirmative prayer. The premise being that we are one with the infinite power, that we can direct our mind into alignment with this truth. This is affirmative prayer. And then begin to see a different result because we're coming from that place. We're coming from that vibration. The creative energy of life flows through us into form using our thought, and then we experience a different result. Our thoughts are creating our reality all the time, but most of the time, it is by default because we aren't conscious of what we're thinking about. Our subconscious mind drives the bus based on old stories. Think of an elephant and think of a man on the elephant. The man thinks he's guiding the elephant, but the elephant is guiding the man. Our subconscious is that elephant. So we have to do work to see what our subconscious is thinking and change that. So to break the old habits of thought, in addition to prayer, we need meditation. The meditation part is just as important as the prayer part. Meditation helps us to turn down the voice of the ego, the voice from our past, the subconscious mind. It helps us to listen to the still small voice in our hearts and our higher mind. As what we are doing here a couple of Saturdays ago, when we all got together and we were listening to Dr. Joe Dispenza's guide us into what he calls the quantum field. It's just another word for substance, for God, for oneness. There are many different names for that. And meditation helps us become conscious of our feelings. Because it's not the words, but more the feelings that we feel that draws things to us. We use the words to awaken the Christ within us, or the higher mind, or the higher consciousness within us, which helps us allow the ideas to come through, which then allows us to feel the sensations. And once we feel the sensation, that vibration, that frequency draws to us. No matter what the frequency is, that's what we're going to draw to us. So if we're sad, we're going to see more things to be sad about. If we're happy, we're going to see more things to be happy about. So affirmative prayer gives us the idea, and meditation helps us to allow the idea to happen when we experience a sensation as it's happening. And then we've got wholeness. The transformation we do in our spiritual growth is not to become somebody else. It's to deepen our own authenticity of who we truly are, the extension, the expansion of God that we came here to be. Our unique, authentic expression of God, each one of us is holy, eternally one with this power of good, with this power of God. As I talked about a few weeks ago in Romans 12:2, it says, "Be transformed by the renewing of your minds so you may discern what is the will of God, what is good, what is acceptable, and what is perfect for you in your life." That's what we're doing when we pray and when we meditate and we walk up those stairs, to be reminded of that, to renew our mind, to disengage in the facts or the circumstances, which are always temporary, connecting to this deeper truth of who we are, which is what transforms us. All we need to do is release any false ideas, the limiting beliefs about who we think we are. Our becoming, our remembering, is more about letting go of stuff than adding stuff in. It's really about letting go. So to live your life fully and freely is already inside of you. It sounds easy. Well, it may be simple, but it's not necessarily easy. We have to keep at it. We keep coming up those stairs. It's an evolution of who we are. We don't just arrive. It's a process. The struggle is real. The need to heal is real. We have to do the work. We all have to do the work. Otherwise, we have no reason to walk up those stairs, right? We have no reason to be reminded. We just have to keep at it. Keep focused in that direction of the astonishing light within your own being. In all circumstances, in all difficulties, in all things that we walk through that are challenging for us, they make us doubt our light. We need to know our light is no less true when we're going through things like that. And that is why we come in here and we have community to remind us. While you're going through something, the rest of us can gather around you and say, we still see your light. We know who you are. For all the work I've done in the last 45 years, it's always been in community. Yes, here and there I have to be alone, but it's community that reminds me. It's relationships that remind me of my work. I was great being single. And then when I get into a relationship, I realize, oh, there's more work here to do. There's more work here to do. And that's great. It's wonderful. So, every time I reached out for prayer to my prayer partners here, I would get prayers and I would see a shift. I would experience something different. So here, what we don't do, we don't give up. We don't think we are being punished as we go through difficulties. We don't think, what have I done to deserve this? We remind each other that we are brilliant. You are brilliant. You are beautiful. We will walk with you, hand in hand, as you reveal that beauty. We are already whole no matter what we are going through. I want to take a minute to distinguish between perfection and wholeness. Perfection comes from that place of thinking we are not enough. It's actually based in fear, and it's trying to control things. It's got nothing to do with spiritual wholeness. Our wholeness is profoundly perfect. In a spiritual sense, it can hold any imperfection and mistake. You can walk through any illness, any challenge, any heartbreak, and know that you are whole. Now, I want to share a story. And it's a story from the Bible. And I just want to remind everybody, in metaphysics, every person, every part of the story is interpreted as a part of us, okay? And this particular Bible story is one that I really love. It's from the Gospel of Mark 5:25. There's a woman who had been suffering from bleeding for 12 years. She had suffered a great deal under the care of many doctors and had spent all she had. Yet instead of getting better, she grew worse. When she heard about Jesus, she came up behind him in the crowd and touched his robe because she thought, if I just touch the hem of his robe, I will be healed. Immediately, her bleeding stopped, and she felt in her body that she was freed from her suffering. At once, Jesus realized the power had gone out from him. He turned around in the crowd and asked, who touched my clothes? You see the people crowding around you, the disciples answered, and yet you can ask, who touched me? But Jesus kept looking around to see who had done it. And then the woman, knowing what had happened to her, came and fell at his feet, and trembling with fear, told him the whole truth. He said to her, daughter, your faith has healed you. Go in peace. Be freed from your suffering. It wasn't touching the robe. It was her own faith of believing if she touched the robe, she would be healed. It was inside of her the whole time. That's the point. The woman in this story represents the human condition in each of us that struggles with human conditions. The part of us that has to deal with illness and loss and challenge. But there is a seed of higher consciousness in that woman and in each and every one of us. She knew if she could get close enough to Jesus, her faith told her that she would be healed. Jesus represents Source, God, the quantum field, infinite good, power. It's personified by Jesus of Nazareth, but also the Christ mind, which is in each and every one of us. The part of our own being that has never been separate from God, the divine or our own limitlessness. The human part that struggles may see the Christ part as separate, but if we can find the seed of faith that that woman did, if we could just reach for it, if I could just take one more class, if I could just read one more book, maybe I'll get it. Maybe something will shift in me. I know that's what I do. I do it all the time. Maybe I'll arrive. You know, there's got to be that arriving. And I don't know if it's the addict in me or the Leo in me, but I want it to be a grand entrance, you know? But it doesn't happen that way. It's an evolving. What this story means to me is that all I have to do is bring my willingness out towards the source of good in my life. with faith. Faith is not the same as certainty. It's the opposite of certainty. Certainty is when you have everything lined up and you are for certain something's going to happen. Right? Well, how often has it not happened? Plenty for me. But we need faith because we are uncertain. And it's okay to have doubt. But you have to believe. Enough of me believes that I'm going to work through the crowd of my own crazy thinking. That's what the crowd represents, is those crazy thoughts. Not the divine ideas, but the crazy thoughts that bombard me all the time. The ego thoughts. And the disciples represent logic, right? The disciples are like, what, there's people all around you, right? Who, of course someone's going to touch your clothing. That's the logic in us, right? Can't we all logic our way through things? But the metaphysical interpretation of the crowd is our crazy thoughts are things that get in the way of our accessing our Christ mind. I'm going to find a way. I'm going to push through it, extend myself toward the Christ, toward the light of wholeness. That is my nature, to just touch it. The truth is, the best we're ever going to be is human. But that's also the good news, because that invitation to come here and live this life, to touch the hem of the garment of the infinite, is always with us. We can always be here to do that. In those small moments of connection through our faith, and we can release some old idea, some feeling of lack or worthlessness, and we can tap into our own wholeness and begin to live from that place more freely. See, the paradox is that we are fundamentally whole, but in this life we will always experience challenge and loss. Of recent years, I've noticed my dissatisfaction of the aging process. First of all, I thought growing older would take longer. And I found that I have to grieve my youth and my physical capabilities of this body. I say that because if I don't grieve what I lost, I can't value what I have. And, you know, I look at pictures when I was younger and I was beautiful, but I thought I wasn't. I always had something critical or judgmental to say. And if I keep that up, I'm going to miss this. And this is pretty great right now, you know? I missed other parts of my life because I was judging it and criticizing it. I don't want to miss this. I am blessed with radiant health. And nothing makes me see this more than witnessing challenges of others. And right now I have a loved one in my life who's very ill. And to witness her and to watch what she's going through, I'm just so grateful for what I have and to be able to help her through it. And we don't only do this with our bodies. We do this with lots of different things in our life. We must be willing to feel the grief of our loss so we can be fully present and grateful for what we have. Because gratitude is the highest and best state of receiving. What I have learned on this journey about 2 days ago. So I'm still learning it. My job is to love this body at all ages, right? The judgment comes, but I have to remember, my job is to love my body and accept it as it is. Wherever you are on your human journey of loss and separation, know you are whole and holy. I invite you to somehow find your way to reach toward the deeper truth of wholeness, as that woman from thousands of years ago in that story was here to tell us. She found her courage, even in her pain and suffering and illusion, from 12 years of pain. She was willing to reach for more wholeness. So whatever your struggle is, your wholeness, your perfection, you're beautiful, you're brilliant, it's already here. Pray on it. Use affirmative prayer meditation. Be willing to receive it. Now I want you to repeat after me. God's life is my life.
God's life is my life.
I am whole.
I am whole.
I am enough.
I am beautiful.
I am a radiant light of God.
I am a radiant light of God.
We're going to do it one more time. God's life is my life.
God's life is my life.
I am whole.
I am whole.
I am enough.
I am enough.
I am beautiful.
I am beautiful.
I am a radiant light of God.
I am a radiant light of God.
I want to say thank you. I am your sister in prayer and partnership. I love you. I appreciate you. I see you. And until we see each other again, know that you are blessed and a blessing.